Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and hello. Welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Bells Jones. I am an author, speaker, and seminar leader for the Silver Method and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. When we're live on air, give us a call at 347-838-8437. That's 347-838-8437. And when I'm not, just send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. So let's get started with our program.
I am so pleased to be with you today. I have been spending the week in the woods. I haven't been out camping since October, and I'm going to tell you, there is a difference when you get away. Now, some of you say camping. You know, a friend of mine says my camping is staying at the local Marriott or, you know, the Holiday Inn, not camping. But just to tell you, it is peaceful. It is calming. It gets the cobwebs out of your head and your mind. And for those of you that's never, ever gone out of the city or have traveled anywhere where you're near a lake or a river or a stream or in the trees, I'm going to tell you, just put it as one of those things you would love to do. And, you know, there are state parks and private RV parks, and you don't have to have a tent or a RV or a camper. You can rent a cabin, and they're not, depending on where you go, though, they're not expensive. Or you can set up a camping, tent camping very quickly and easily. And those of you with kids, it's a very cheap vacation. One of the people that was here over the weekend, they came in, it was cute. They had a trailer, and it was two families, and they had two large tents, and they brought grill from home, and they had a fire in their fire pit, and the kids got to, you know, do marshmallows and all those kinds of things and get to go to the woods and ride their bikes because they brought all their bikes and everything. So it is a wonderful way of getting away, and it's especially great for me because it allows me the opportunity to get a lot of meditation time in, a lot of time in contemplation. And, you know, I was wandering there for a while because I felt stymied. I just wasn't operating at my normal level, and I'm telling you, it was not coming out to the woods. Now, I travel, that's true. I travel and I get to get away and I work in my garden and do all those things, but there's something so special, so very special about being here in the woods. And it's been beautiful until yesterday morning. I was sitting out under my awning out front of the trailer, and raining, and oh, it just felt so good and it smelled so well. And then it got a little cold, so I had to come in. And then last night the thunderstorms came in, and I don't know if any of you have ever heard people talk about or experienced being under a tin roof and listening to rain hit the roof. Well, I get to hear the rain hit the roof here. And so it's been raining most of the night, and it's raining now. So being in a trailer, it can get pretty noisy if the rain starts coming down. So if you start hearing some stuff, that's because I'm in the woods. Well, I want to, again, just welcome you today. I was working on this idea this week about, you know, goal setting. I went to a seminar this weekend about your business and working in your business. And the hardest thing in the world is for an entrepreneur to sit down and do a business plan. And my friend, Minette Rorden, is a fantastic, wonderful business coach who just makes it easy in putting the things together. She had us draw, had us in with big pieces of paper and draw circles, and initially, the one circle had to do with well, what about the business? How do you look at the business? And that circle put you in the middle. So those of you who are business owners, put you in the middle of all of this work for your particular business. And then from there, you get you, but in the middle is how much do you want to make this year, right, for the rest of the year or for the next 12 months. And outside of that is another circle. And that circle had you talk about you. Who are you? Are you in the eyes of your clients or the people that you want to attract? What is it that you have to offer? And she talked about, and this is something for all of you, if you want to know who you are, ask. Ask friends, family, and tell them you're not kidding. I really want to know. Tell me in one or two words who I am. All right. And one of the things I get often is wisdom. So I put the word wisdom in there because that's one of the things that I try to work hard to gain and to give. Right. And the third circle outside of that, and I'm just going to stop there, is freedom and flexibility for me. So what is it that you want from having your business? What is it that you want from that next promotion that you want and desire? What is it that you, what is your why? Why are you doing this? And for many years, I put in my kids, and I wanted this house, and I wanted this, and I wanted that. And when it got down to it, it was freedom and flexibility. You see, many people don't have the flexibility to take off from home and go into the woods and say, oh, I'll be there a week, 10 days, couple weeks. Flexibility. Oh, I'm going to drive. I've got a seminar that I'm going to be doing in California, but I'm not going to fly. Let's take the camper and drive over. Or let's just drive over and do some sightseeing on the way. We'll just take our time. We'll take a week or so. We've got the laptop. We get some internet access. That's freedom. Right? So think about why you do what you do. I know some say just to make a living, keep a roof over our heads. Okay. But is there something else you want to do? And then outside of that are other circles. But Minette, for those of you who are friends with me on Facebook at Beverly Fells, F-E-L-L-S, Jones, you know, I'll do a post about Minette. So that you can, if you're a business owner, this is a coach that will help you move from one spot to another easily. So what is this thing, this missing ingredient? You know, I talked about what Manette did this weekend. Now, I'm still talking about it. I'm still looking at it. I'm looking at my colors. You know, she had crayons and pens, big sheets of paper that we wrote on. And, you know, what's your goal? Why are you doing things? And so a lot of times I've been to meetings and seminars where they've had our set our goals and things for the next 3 to 6 months or a year. And most of you know what those steps are. What is the goal that you want to accomplish? All right, that's number one. Decide what it is. And then number two was, by what date do you want it accomplished? Put a date on there, because if you don't put a date on there, you'll never get to it. And number three, so what are the steps that you need to do to accomplish your goal? Those are the three main things that you're given. So we've done this before. Most of you have heard this before in some form or another. You have heard it from seminars, your boss, your preacher, your mother, your spouse, whomever. You've heard that in some form or another. You know, and then the next thing is, what is the biggest pie in the sky goal you can have? Shoot for the moon. Lately I've been heard, you know, shoot for the stars. Right, and you'll get somewhere in between, right? Aim for the farthest goal, the biggest goal, and you'll reach something in between. And to me, that's a defeatist thought. What if you set a goal with the expectation of a few stops along the way and know that it was something you could do? That you could make it. You knew just as well as you know that taking in a deep breath will give oxygen to your body. That feeling, right? That feeling of success. So I want you to think a little bit about the feeling of success. That feeling of what, when you've accomplished something that you worked hard for, that feeling, and how you really just, you had a smile on your face, and you should have a smile on your face now as you think about it. Well, that's the way that goal is supposed to make you feel when you get there. If you cannot imagine yourself getting to that goal at all, then that's not the goal for you. But if you can imagine yourself being there, that you can sit in meditation and feel as though you already have reached it, this is a goal that you can attain. But in the normal and what I call 3D world, the ordinary world, because my world is not ordinary, all the questions are that I talked about, the main goal, the date, the steps, were designed to put together a plan that your conscious mind could logically put into place. Your conscious mind could logically put into place. Well, let me tell you, the conscious mind can do some things, but the most powerful one is your subconscious. So I look at these questions, say they're a good start for the ordinary, everyday person. But what if you, like me, are a free thinker and you're in this room and you're listening to this and you're going, yeah, I heard this before. Okay, I'll do the exercise. But what if you had, as that free thinker, a phenomenal idea but you didn't have a way to execute it. What if your goal was really so large you had no idea what to do and you only had the first step, the dream? Okay, now what? Well, the first thing that seminar leader or that person's going to tell you, not me, is going to tell you, well, you got to pick something that you can achieve. Pick something that's possible, right? When laptop computers were first created, do you think that people thought it was not crazy? When I was cleaning out my former house, and I was in the garage, and I found a TI-99. Now, for those of you who are pretty young, the TI-99 was like one of the first small computers, but, you know, we didn't have much on a hard drive. You know, the 640 megabytes was about as big as things were working with, and we used tapes. I found a tape, you know, like cassette tapes that said budget on it. I just laughed. I really laughed because I said, wow, you know, how far we have come. Person that invented it. There was this calculator. Now, I'm a computer person, and I had to do calculations in hexadecimal digits, all right? I had to add and subtract in hexadecimal. I had to add and subtract in binary. I had to do things, and you know, doing it with pen and paper, but then they came out with this calculator that would do it in hexadecimal. Wow! Man, let me tell you, this is in the late 70s. Yes, I'm telling my age. So this was in the late 70s, around 1978, 1979, and that calculator was $150. Now, in today's dollars, that's kind of like $400, $500 for a calculator. Now calculators, you know, $5, $10, right? But I'm telling you, the people who thought of those, they were lofty thinkers. It took lofty thinkers to send us to the moon. You know, we got woke up here in the United, awakened here in the United States when Russia went to the moon, or said they went to the moon, right? Or they had gone out into space. They hadn't gone to the moon. They had gone out in space. Lofty thinkers. How do you get there? What do you need? That's where we got all the electronics and all the small little things that we use today that are, you know, if we hadn't gone to the moon, we might not have cell phones because the technology has grown from way back then. Goals so large. They had no idea how they were going to get to the moon. None. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Something huge. Well, that speaker's exercise was wonderful. You know, when they gave you those three things and the fact that it was making everybody in the room think about what they wanted. And those three questions, goal, date, step, dream, looks like when it's accomplished. Now, let's say the person has no education and no money. They just have a dream. What will take them to that next level? So many people have been there. What is the missing ingredient that allows a broke or rich or educated or uneducated entrepreneur to create magnificent businesses, or someone to start a movement for change, or just accomplish a college degree against all odds? I had a friend of mine who just graduated from college this past weekend. He has been taking course after course after course for years. He set his mind goal that was so fantastic, and he made it. And he and I had talked years ago. I mean, years ago. But he made it. And I personally feel so proud because I know him and I know what it took to get there. So what will it take for you to get there? What is that missing step? Right? And that main missing step is the step that get your subconscious mind as part of your team. Yeah, I talked about the plan is a conscious mind thing. I call that the objective mind. But the subconscious mind is the one that drives you. Okay? Thunderstorms are back. The subconscious mind is the one that drives you, that helps you accomplish the things that you need to accomplish. So adding the one dimension of your subconscious mind is what can make and take that goal to a reality. And why is that? Deep-seated beliefs, your deep-seated beliefs, and your subconscious mind helps fuel those beliefs, are going to help you move forward. You know, many of you may say, I get started and then I stop. And I say, what is it that's stopping you? And I don't know. I have no idea. Well, let's start talking about, do you think you can get there? Do you think that it is something you can accomplish? Or is it really your goal or somebody else's goal? Is it something that you want to do, or is it something that you think you should do because somebody told you that that's what you should be doing? So I just thought of when I went to college, right out of high school, and I was taking a course based on what my mother talked to me about and thought, and I said, ooh, yeah, it would be a good profession. It was called a medical technologist, and, yeah, I could have gone to technical school to do that, but I wanted to be able to go to the next level. So I started out young saying, yeah, I could do this, but if I get my college degree, I could become a manager someday or run the place or whatever. But it really wasn't my goal. So I wound up leaving school after 2 years. But I think it was part of my path. IBM found me, and I had a wonderful career there doing, learning and doing and working in an area that I loved, and it dealt with math and problem solving and finding out what was wrong, right, and digging deep and getting solutions. This thing called coaching and things wasn't a big deal back then as it is today, or it wasn't in mainstream. So if you believe, truly believe you have what it takes to get a promotion, your subconscious mind will lead you to do the things that will make it happen. And if you doubt that you have the capability, your subconscious will cause you to hold back or do things that show you don't deserve the promotion. So what I call the missing ingredient really is getting that subconscious mind involved, and I have called it spiritual goal setting. Setting your goals in a manner that lets your conscious and subconscious minds work together really isn't difficult. And one key is that you must root out your fears, clear out your doubts so that you can succeed. Find out what makes your stomach flip-flop, or you catch your breath, or it gives you tension in your shoulders or in your back or in the middle of your back. You know, learn how your body talks to you about the things that are good for you. Now, I do this in my Mega Manifesting class, and we work on finding what beliefs are holding you hostage, and we work to start the clearing of them. You can also learn the Prime Directive. It is used within your meditation or inside of prayer. And you can learn more by getting my book, Manifesting the Life You Want, Prime Directives for Abundant Living. So that's Manifesting the Life You Want. Or just go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and look for Beverly Fells Jones. And it's available on Barnes & Noble, too, or other outlets. So the steps of the spiritual goal-setting process are less complicated than most people think. You know, some goals or dreams have a step-by-step process. However, when you're breaking new ground, there's no process to follow. So to create your dream, here is what I know. Define your goal or dream in detail. This isn't change from before. What is it? What does it look like? What is the desired outcome that you desire? Yeah, double word there, huh? What is your desired outcome? What will it feel like? Remember I talked about feeling. What will it feel like when it is accomplished? If you want to own a car, define all its details, including the make, the model, the color, accessories, is it new, is it used, and how, here we go, do you feel driving the car? 2, approximately, when do you want it to be accomplished? When I was looking for my truck and I decided I wanted a truck, it took me 11 months because I knew one aspect of the truck, but I didn't know color and, you know, a whole bunch of other things. And I went to dealership after dealership, but it never felt right. And finally, it felt right. Finally, I really had a reason why I wanted that truck. And I was getting ready to take one of my driving trips, and I didn't want to drive my old truck. And this feeling inside of me wasn't one of need. I need the new truck. It's that I wanted the new truck to drive instead of the old truck. Totally different. So I had an idea of I wanted it that year. Allow enough time for all things necessary to occur for the goal to come into being. Don't say it's for tomorrow unless it's possible. Step 3, be done to start the process, just the first. When that is done, or before the second and subsequent steps, they will reveal themselves to you. And then, 4, create your prime directives and use them within your meditative prayer. Get your subconscious on board, and when doubts or difficulties come up, go into meditative prayer and ask for direction, right? And then pay attention to the guidance. James Allen says, circumstances does not make a man, it reveals him to himself. What you have in your life is a reflection of your thoughts. As you take responsibility for your life, you're able to change it. So I want you to take responsibility for your thoughts, your feelings, beliefs, and attitudes that are creating your world and choose what you want instead. I want to thank you for being with me today. I want to encourage you to get the Manifesting Your Life book. I want to encourage you to email me at beverly@commandingyourlife.com, because that will allow you and give you the opportunity for me to talk to you also join me on the third Monday of each month for my teleconference. And in that teleconference, you get the chance to talk to me and ask questions. If what I've shared with you is helpful to you, please share this with others. Please allow others the opportunity to get some change in their life, to learn new things, and to become the best that they can be. And so today, I'm going to close out our program with a short meditation because I didn't do it in the beginning. So if you're in a location where you can close your eyes, then do so. If you're driving or operating machinery, I want to ask you to stop or listen to this at another time. So close your eyes and slowly breathe. Just take deep breaths in and out. Now, starting at the top of your head, you're relaxing all the muscles of your body. The more you resist relaxing, the more your body wants to relax. Relax your neck and your shoulders, your back, your chest, your abdomen and hips and thighs and calves and ankles and feet. Your whole body is relaxed and in a deep state of relaxation. There is absolutely nothing for you to do except relax and listen to my voice in whatever manner relaxation feels right to you. There is a power and presence in the universe. This power and presence has always been and always will be. We call this power and presence by many names, by God, by Jehovah, the creator of the universe, Lord, Master. Whatever name you choose to call this power and presence, know that this power and presence is part of you, inside of you, always with you. And when you come into meditation and relaxation, that power and presence is there with you, listening. And all you have to do is express your desires in detail. Whatever it is, there is no restriction on what you can ask for. None whatsoever. So ask every day, multiple times a day. Just stop and take a deep breath and relax your body and just say thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to ask you for the things that I desire. Thank you. Now, slowly, take another deep breath and record how you feel. Just tell your body to relax. And anytime you want to feel and come to this physical and mental state, just say the word relax 3 times and you will easily return here. So silently repeat after me every day, in every way. I am better, better, and better. Negative thoughts and words have no power over me at any level of mind. Relaxing is so beneficial. All right. Now, as you notice the place in your body where you feel most relaxed, you realize that the feeling is just moves throughout your body because relaxing is wonderful. Take a deep breath. I'm going to count from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, you will be wide awake, feeling rested as though you had a full night's rest. 1, 2, coming up and out slowly now. 3, 4, 5, wide awake, feeling fine, feeling better than before. Well, I hope just having this short meditation at the end of my show does well for you. Matthew 9:29 says, as you have believed, let it be done to you, and it is so.